To die from overwork is not something that happens very often nowadays, but in the early days of our church, it seemed to happen on a frequent basis. Coupled with little information on what a good, nutritious diet consisted of, as well as poor vaccination, the graves of Mount Hope Cemetery here have too many young people who died early, yet whose impact lasts far beyond their short years on Earth. The story of the Andrews family is particularly sad. His wife, Angeline, died at the age of 48, 2 years before he left the US to be a missionary in Europe. They had a close and loving relationship, and the separation that his travel caused was not easy. Separation in death, though, was even harder, and he moved from Rochester, New York to Lancaster, Massachusetts, and continued his work there. Unfortunately, his daughter Mary, who had been his backbone of support, contracted tuberculosis, and the prognosis didn't look good. He took her back to the United States, to Battle Creek, where he had Dr. Kellogg look at her. Unfortunately, nothing could be done to heal her. And despite the advice from Dr. Kellogg, Jay and Andrews insisted on spending almost every day with his daughter. She had been his support while he was in Europe, after his wife Angeline had died, and he refused to leave her side in her dying days. Dr. Kellogg warned that by proximity to his daughter, he might contract tuberculosis, but he was loyal right up until the end. Jay and Andrews did contract tuberculosis from his daughter and died way too young at just 54 years old and is buried here in Basel, Switzerland. One can only wonder what impact he would have had on the church if he lived for 30 years longer, or how the outcome of the 1888 General Conference session might have been different if he was there. During the course of his life, James White held the position of the editor of Review and Herald, as well as General Conference president, amongst other things. He did the work not of one man, but at least two, if not three. From his younger years working on the railroad and cutting grass by hand to working tirelessly for the church. He died 34 years before his wife in 1881 and is buried here in the Oak Hill Cemetery in Battle Creek. Nathaniel and Anna White, siblings of James White, worked here in Rochester for a few years, but both died young in their early 20s from tuberculosis. Jay and Andrew's other child, Carrie, is also buried here along with the Orton family. It was the Ortons who prayed for James White's recovery in 1865, and it was in the home of their daughter where Ellen White had her Christmas Day vision that led to the establishment of the first Seventh-day Adventist sanitarium. Here lie the graves, predominantly of young people in their teens and 20s, who dedicated their lives to a message, to a belief that the world needed to hear the truth of a crucified, risen, and soon to come Savior. Young people who took their faith seriously. Young people who sacrificed and dedicated their lives more than any others had. To pioneer a new work takes a lot more effort and sacrifice than to just keep it running. And these young people sacrificed in the early years and pushed God's work forward. May we examine our lives and see where we can commit and dedicate more to finish this work.